Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. A Pennsylvania man has arrived back at home on Friday after being held in Turks and Caicos since February. This situation attracted the attention of U.S. Senator John Fetterman, who welcomed his constituent home.
We're very optimistic that the other Americans are going to be in having just amazing kinds of, you know, events like this shortly.
Brian Hagerich, father of two, was arrested for having ammunition in his luggage. He was fined and given a suspended sentence. Between 38 and 44 million people are expected to drive at least 50 miles from home for the weekend, according to AAA. One of them, Lauren Tarris, senses it's going to be a busy one out there.
Now that we're like kind of past like that COVID, kind of everyone's just out and about doing things, so I feel like there's probably going to be some like record highs for like people out at bars, restaurants.
This is ABC News. Just as the Memorial Day holiday weekend was getting underway, drivers in Orange County, California were met with heavy traffic after a standoff with police turned deadly on a crucial freeway.
The standoff lasted hours. A man wanted in a stocking case in a small blue car had led police on a chase and for unknown reasons stopped in lanes on the 91 freeway in Anaheim Hills, where he was boxed in by armored police vehicles. For hours, police tried to get him to come out. The traffic backup stretched miles. This man was stuck in it.
Super frustrating. I've been on the road for about 2 hours just trying to get back home. I live right there.
Eventually, the suspect shot himself inside his car and police moved in. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock has died at 53. His family says it was due to complications from cancer. Spurlock is best known for his 2004 film, Super Size Me, which was nominated for an Academy Award and spurred a closer look at the fast food industry. I'm Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Avian flu is jumping from birds to dairy cattle around the country. So far, it's not turned up in Wisconsin, but experts are being vigilant. Mike Mohn has more.
Bird flu has been detected in dairy cows in several other states. And in Texas, a man is known to have become ill with bird flu last month after contact with infected dairy cattle. And that worries Andrew Pecos with the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans and beginning that process of adapting to replication and spread within humans themselves.
He says the risk to the general public is still very low, but the U.S. should improve its response to new and emerging infections to minimize the chance of another pandemic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced it will pay dairy farms with confirmed avian flu infections to help contain the virus's spread to people and more cows. In Texas, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the virus killed a dozen cats who drank raw cow's milk. Megan Davis, also with Johns Hopkins, believes it's safe to eat poultry and drink milk, with one exception.
Raw milk and raw milk products may not undergo the same processes to inactivate the virus, and so I have very large concerns about the safety of raw milk.
To date, federal officials only mandate testing for dairy cows moving between states. Wisconsin has long embraced its reputation as a milk-producing state In most rankings, it only trails California in this category. This is Mike Mullen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds for Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms, and a high near 70. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's Best of Up North News Radio, having to bail are fast-growing lawns, and how people who differ on abortion can have civil conversations.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinaire on Air. My name is Greg Bach, filling in for Jane Matinaire, who is on vacation today. She'll be returning Wednesday, but we're here today on this Friday, on this wonderful beginning of what is the unofficial beginning of summer. And what better way to celebrate anything on earth than to invite the very handsome, the very capable, who just happens to be my boss, Luke Mathers, to Matinaire on Air. Luke, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have been having a great show so far. I feel like I don't want to give you a report on the show because that's after work business or after show business, but we just had Fancy Brian Kelly on, and he was great, and our guest Matthew Filipovich. It's been a fun show, you know, getting ready for a great weekend. What are your weekend plans?
Depending on how Mother Nature holds up here in Madison, I'm going to try to see what I can do about painting the house. So we got some fun Memorial Day weekend plans going on with that one. So
if you would have said like major planting thing, or, you know, I'm really going to get the edger out on my lawn, but you're like, I'm going to paint my house.
We have to, yeah. We got to paint the house. And the garden's already in, though. Like, yeah. We already took care of that. That's all set. Mother Nature wants to rip out the pea plants, though, because she doesn't want the trellis that we created for them to be able to, you know, stand upright. She's sending all the different wind our way that she can. So it's going to definitely be some bunch of outside projects. We'll do some planting in an area where we weeded on the side of the house that hopefully will look much nicer when it's painted and, you know, landscaped a little bit. Yeah. But what about you?
I'm getting on a plane to flying out of here. I'm going away. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. for a few days, visit some family. We're going to go to a baseball game, see a Nationals game, which I'm very excited about, eat some really good food, enjoy maybe a cocktail or one.
Just one.
The thing is, I'm not a big drinker, so I'm not going to be like, I'm going to go party, man, because my party ends at 7:45 usually at night. So
yeah, that sounds about right.
But the thing is now that my lawn is under control,
You can go away for the weekend.
No, yeah. I'm 5% upset that I don't get to stay home this weekend and mow it again and get myself back on a schedule. Hey, don't look at me like that. Folks who aren't on the live stream.
You're doing like a super patriotic weekend. You're having a great memorial kickoff of the unofficial kickoff of summer by going to the nation's capital. And you're like, I wish I was at home mowing my lawn.
Like
really,
a good American. Like a good American. I don't even know what that means. But
see,
yeah,
what I want to do is when you fill in for Jane, we got to contact Jane's Addict is who does the song Jane Says, right?
Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction, my bad. I knew that it didn't sound quite right, which is why I had to ask. We need to get them to do some kind of Greg Says instead so we can play that. I'm clearly not vocally gifted, so it can't be me that does that. We'll have to reach out to them.
There's only one song I've ever heard that has the name Greg in it. It's a Tori Amos song, and it's so depressing. So we don't need that to be my theme song. And I'll only accept a rework of Jane Says with my name if you sing it. So there you go.
All right. Well, the only person that I've ever singed in front of a into a microphone with is Brian when we did a little jingle. So, like, I'll see if Brian and I can whip something up for next time Jane's out of town.
Yeah. as we had before with Fancy Brian Kelly, we have a segment here on this hour with you, Luke Mathers, called "What's on Luke's Mind." Luke, what's on your mind?
Well, Greg, while you're wishing that you could be mowing your lawn over this long holiday weekend, but instead you'll be in Washington, D.C. What's on my mind is the fact that we have a Supreme Court that is, some of the members at least, blatantly taking political action, or at least signaling where they stand on some political issues. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunately just one more item in the news. Like, it is not even lasting a full news cycle, it feels like, this week, of what Justice Alito did leading up and after the 2020 election and what resulted on January 6, 2021. Mm-hmm. And it is so frustrating that it has just kind of slipped through the news cycle. That's what's on my mind, Greg. So when I'm scraping paint off the side of my house, getting it ready to be painted this weekend, I'm just muttering, like, how is this not a bigger deal?
Well, that's the funny. No, it's not funny. And in fact, we've spoken about that. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. We talked about it yesterday about the Supreme Court. And I just want to say something really quick. Texter Annie from Watertown on WMDX. She wrote very emphatically, and I don't disagree, and I apologize for the disrespect. She says, "We do not celebrate Memorial Day. We observe Memorial Day to honor the dead." You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. But I will say this. I'm going to. Well, and we're probably going to go to some memorials while we're there, but I also am going to celebrate the time I have with my family. So there's two things happening at once, but absolutely you are right, Annie from Watertown. Because of what you said as far as this Supreme Court kerfuffle, which I'm very, very, very upset about, being kind of buried in the news, this is how fast the news is working this week. The Iranian president died in a motor car accident this week, and I don't hear anyone talking about it. That's how much stuff is happening right now at home, is that one of the world leaders died in a car accident, and we're like, we don't have time. Put it in the lifestyle section. We don't have time for it. You know, I mean, it's just, that's how crazy this week has been. That's how crazy the news is, and that's how crazy the news cycle is, where we're talking about, we want to talk about a thing, and we realize, oh, five of the stories broke. And the Supreme Court, as you said, certain members showing their true colors, whether it's by their words or with their flags.
And not even one flag, two flags.
And I just, you know, I asked this question yesterday, and I'll ask the listening audience, and I'll ask Calvin, who's listening. By the way,
hopefully Calvin's listening. Calvin, are you listening?
Calvin, are you always listening?
Calvin Butenhoff. I whenever I host for Jane, I'm always telling myself in my head, recognize Calvin more, because I feel like, you know, if he walked out of the room right now, boom, we're in trouble. But with the Supreme Court and like these individuals like Alito, their fascination with these flags, like the heaven flag and the 13 star, the original, the colonies flag and the battle flag and the don't tread on me flag. It's like you have such a deep interest in showing these symbols of a far gone time. And all you do is tell me that you think that that was a better time. Why? It was so much worse back then for so many people.
And in Justice Samuel Alito's case, it's so insincere, because he first blamed his wife.
Yeah.
He first went, oh, that wasn't me. It was my wife. And then we find out that his Florida beach home property was flying not even just like a, oh, yeah, we accidentally put the American flag upside down at our home in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Oopsie daisies. My wife's bad. This was an appeal to heaven flag, which is a flag that was used by the most like staunch supporters of the attempt to overturn the 2020 election results that led to the violence at our nation's capital, where you're going this weekend, Greg. Yeah. Like what culminated there on January 6th, 2021,
we have one of the nine members of the U.S. Supreme Court at two of his residences flying a... And we don't find out about it till now. Mm-hmm. Like, flying these flags and not recusing himself from these cases that are before the nation's highest court, determining whether or not that the former president, the president that attempted to use violence, he used violence to attempt to overturn the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. And that feels like it's going in the lifestyle section, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with the fact that we have the world leader passing away, or not passing, dying in an accident this week. Like, it is so insane. And for national outlets like the New York Times or the Washington Post to accept the reporting of, oh, oopsie daisies, it was my wife's fault and it really wasn't my fault. Like, the fact that this Florida story has come out now, it just shows that we have a need right now to hold these people accountable. And the problem is there's very little things that can be done, measures that can be taken to hold the people accountable that are supposed to be holding us accountable. That's what the Supreme Court's supposed to do, Greg. It's frustrating.
No, I don't disagree with you. And if I had my way, I would just, you know, bin the lot, get nine more, maybe throw in an extra four for good measure. But, and that was for so long. I mean, every justice who's ever sat on that bench has had a political leaning, and you know what they believe in, basically based on who appoints them or who recommends them. The problem is that, you know, you have, I mean, not the problem, but, and then you have a history of decisions where, you know, it's very clear, like someone like John Roberts, perfect example, chief justice of the court appointed by Bush, right-leaning conservative. He has decided on the side of Obamacare. He has decided on the side of gay marriage. They've had these moments where they cross their lines and they look at the law versus their political leanings, and they didn't put it out there. They didn't fly flags. They didn't.
Except every single time that John Roberts did any time that the Voting Rights Act came before him, he's gutted it. Like, this Roberts court has still had an out for democracy when it comes to representative government here in the United States.
I'm not going to give him flowers or say give him a gold star. Yes, I'm just saying there's a history of justices crossing the line of what they believe in because they believe the law.
Kennedy famously, as we no longer will have any swing judges, and this is a huge thing. I know we're coming up here on a hard at break, but it is very, very telling that a lot of the diversion, well, yes, we've always had a political appointment to the nation's highest court. But since the 80s and the 90s, there has been a concentrated effort by the conservative movement here in the United States and Republican presidents to appoint more political actors than the other way around. It's just true. Three out of the nine justices worked on the Bush v. Gore case back in 2000. Like, that is insane. The ability to be tied to a case so politically charged as that, to work on it and to litigate it and now be on the nation's highest court, it's a litmus test that the Federalist Society has essentially put into place over the last 40 years.
And we're going to stop right there because we got a break coming up. We got to pay some bills. And we're going to go have a snack and get some water because we need to stay hydrated. But we got Luke Mathers still here through the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt and Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. Stick around.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got the ever lovely, ever pleasant, handsome and capable executive producer of Civic Media and my boss. So everyone listening and watching, make me look good, all right? We got Luke Mathers joining us. Welcome back, Luke. Couple of things before we get to, we can talk about the Supreme Court. I can talk about the Supreme Court all day. And I just want to say one thing.
Oh, I could too. Like, it just for hours on end.
One thing that really I thought was funny is that, you know, the reason why they apparently Justice Alito's wife, because you know it's all her fault, she flew the flag upside down, which that's a symbol. Like, that's not even I get mad when
that's a distress call. Observing Memorial Day and honoring those who have died, is a distress call when there is a vessel, a ship, a crew, anything like that is in distress during times of war. That's when you fly the flag upside down. That's what the sentiment that was being conveyed by those supporters of the January 6th violence were doing. It's baffling. That's not talked about enough.
So the reason why I think there's a little tomfoolery with that story is because they say they flew that flag in response to a neighbor who had a sign that had a curse on it. It said F Trump. And I don't believe that for a second, because they own two homes. So my guess is they live in a fancy home by Justice Alito's work. And I'm guessing they're part of an HOA. And I have a feeling that an HOA would not allow, and I'm not trying to be funny here, seriously, if they live in a neighborhood like that, there's an HOA. No one's allowing that sign to be no one's allowing that sign to be on a yard that has a cuss word on it. So I think you flew it because you wanted to and you wanted to see what would happen. But
it just, it sounds like it's a cop out.
It's a flimsy excuse.
There is a Let's Go Brandon flag in my neighborhood that gets flown. And I mean, I live in Dane County and you still see stuff like that. And it's always telling because where this individual's allegiances lie, because when there's a Twins, they're a Twins fan too, Minnesota Twins.
Yeah,
so when baseball season started, the Let's Go Brandon flag went down and the Minnesota Twins and the American flags were up there instead. And so it's just how casual some of that can be. it's shocking, but neither of those things are to the degree of flying the American flag upside down, as was reported outside of Justice Samuel Alito's house.
Yeah. And I just want you to know that you are appreciated on this live stream right now. We had fancy Brian Kelly, your former radio partner, on. People were very excited. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream is saying, smart to split up Luke and BK. Wouldn't want any tangents dueling. I mean, this is very, very true. And yes. I think of all the things that have been said on the show today, the most incendiary thing might be from just Dave, who said, we were talking about earlier about changing names of buildings. He said Miller Park is still, quote, Miller Park. And there is nothing that makes me happier than when people dig in on this specific topic, because for fun, I just call it County Stadium 2, Electric Boogaloo, because I'm still paying for it as a county resident in southeastern Wisconsin. But also, we're saying it's Miller Park. Miller is still owned by a billion-dollar corporation. You know, it's not, we were lucky. We were very, very
Miller,
lucky.
Miller's not even Miller anymore. It's Molson Coors.
Yeah, we were really lucky to have a name like that. Sounded old-timey, Ebbets Field. Like, oh, going to Miller Park to see some baseball. Man, I got my top hat. But, I mean, I just like saying American Family Field just to get people upset. It's Miller Park. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not Miller Park.
I just refer to it as AmFam. Yeah. It's easier. I'm a big abbreviations guy. Yeah. So it just gets simplified to AmFam Field.
I call it AmFam, or I call it the ballpark. And the people are like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, the baseball.
I'm going to see the Brewers.
I'm going to see exactly. I'm going to
to watch the Brewers.
Yeah. We have ourselves a call. Ooh, folks, really quick here. Just let you know, if you're in the downtown Waukesha or Waukesha County area, we see some clouds coming overhead. It's getting dark over here.
It's coming your way. I just had some thunder in that last break. So
keep it here for you can always go to our website for up to the date weather news from our wonderful civic media meteorologist. See, I did that. I just moved it into a plug. I'm just so good, Luke Mathers.
Fantastic.
Don't ever forget that.
So good.
But we do have a call on the line. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, what do you have to say today on Matt and Aaron Air?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, the whole Supreme Court thing. These guys, it's, you know, I'd point out to these textualists that the Constitution actually says based on good behavior. It doesn't say a lifetime appointment. It says good behavior. They served during times of good behavior, and this is bad behavior on the part of at least two of our justices. I mean that who have accepted gifts about people from people who are, you know, likely to appear before or have appeared before the court. It is just, and the whole flag thing. I mean that. You know, when I was a state employee, I couldn't use the state's resources to, you know, advocate my political views on anything. That it is just, you know, and these guys hold a much higher office, a much higher level of, well, I shouldn't say they hold a higher level of integrity, because I tried to hold my integrity to account, you know, when I was a state employee.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when I first got hired, you know, over 40 years ago, and I'm retired, but I mean that there's actually, you know, they actually had you read the State Employee Code of Ethics and the Department Code of Ethics. I mean, but these guys...
And that's the weirdest part, Mark, is all through the federal judiciary up to the Supreme Court, there is a code of ethics that these federal judges are supposed to be held to and are held to at those levels. But once they get to the Supreme Court, there's no longer a binding guidance on ethics. And when you excuse the fact that Alito was able to... Well, the plane ride up to the private fishing trip in Alaska, it was an empty seat. So really, it was no cost. It was just, if I didn't go, it would have been an empty seat. And when we excuse things like that, it is how you get to the point where we have justices sitting on the nation's highest court that feel that they are beyond consequences and they can do whatever, like signal to their political allies where they're going to rule when... 4 years later, there are cases before the nation's highest court, and they're not recusing themselves, even though they've already signaled politically where they stand on these issues.
I just heard recently that Abe Fortuyn retired. He resigned from the Supreme Court because there was an appearance of a conflict of interest. That it is just
sad. There was a time when, you know, when Richard Nixon was going through Watergate, it was expected by his party that he stepped down because it was so insane what he had done. It saw it as such a breach of ethics on their party side. Nowadays, I mean, the fact that George Santos was voted out by the Congress is almost to the point where I want to bring them some cookies and be like, "Thank, good job on doing the right thing." And of course, within a month or two, they're like, "We shouldn't have done that. We lost a vote, and now we lost it to a Democrat." So, Mark, thank you so much for calling. We are actually going to have Brittany Merlot on next, because since I last just talked about the weather about 2 minutes ago, the skies have opened up. We have heavy rain coming down, so we want to have Brittany on to talk about the weather. Luke, thank you so much for being on the show today. I always love hanging out and talking to you.
Always appreciate it, Greg.
You guys, please... If you are in the Waukesha area, or also just go check the weather, because right now it is coming down pretty hard, and make sure you're staying safe. We're going to have Brittany Merlot coming back at the other side of the break. Listen to some news. Stick around. This is Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Bach, and you are on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let the good times roll.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A Pennsylvania man has arrived back at home on Friday after being held in Turks and Caicos since February. This situation attracted the attention of U.S. Senator John Fetterman, who welcomed his constituent home.
We're very optimistic that the other Americans are going to be in having just amazing kinds of, you know, events like this shortly.
Brian Hagerich, father of two, was arrested for having ammunition in his luggage. He was fined and given a suspended sentence. Between 38 and 44 million people are expected to drive at least 50 miles from home for the weekend, according to AAA. One of them, Lauren Tarras, senses it's going to be a busy one out there.
Now that we're like kind of past like that COVID, kind of everyone's just out and about doing things. So I feel like there's probably going to be some like record highs for like people out at bars, restaurants.
This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Like working in Fenway?
That was awesome, yeah. This is my first time. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment, you know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the 3-game series 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds for Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms, and a high near 70. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinere on Air. My name is Greg Bach, and I am not Jane Matinere. Jane Matinere is off today. She will be coming back on Wednesday along with me. Today, after today, I'm going to be out of here on a little bit of a break. But we're happy that you are joining us on this wonderful Friday. As always, you can listen to us on your radio. We're coming out of places like La Crosse WLCX. We're coming out of Amory. We're coming out of WAUK here in Waukesha, 540 AM. But you can also listen to us on the Civic Media app. You can go ahead and just get on your phone and download that free Civic Media app. It's free. You can make a station your favorite. You can call and text from the app. You can talk to us. If you don't like me, you can talk to someone else. It's fine. I get it. I'm not for everyone. But you can also find your favorite radio station. Listen to us wherever you are, anywhere in the world. I'm still waiting for someone to take their phone to space and listen to Civic Media, because I think that would be amazing. You know else, Calvin, who is amazing? Speaking of Calvin, Calvin's on the board. He's wonderful. Thank you very much for being here. You know who else is amazing?
I think I might have a guess.
What's your guess? I think we're thinking the same thing.
Is it the wonderful Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Morlot?
Oh, I was thinking of Ray Kroc, the guy who started McDonald's, but okay, never mind. Sign. No, I'm kidding. It is Brittany Morlot, Civic Media's meteorologist, who I see every morning on Up North News Radio, but I've seen you now, this is twice in a week on our show.
Yes.
And you reached out to me in the last segment because you're like, I can talk if you need. Because from when I gave the, hey, everybody, it's getting dark cloudy outside, within 2 minutes, the sky just opened up and the rain was sideways. And that's as deep into the meteorology terms as I can go. Brittany is here to talk more about. Brittany, please, what is going on? It was so nice like 40 seconds ago.
I love your description, though. That was pretty perfect of what's happening.
Thank you.
Into the Milwaukee area. Yeah. So severe thunderstorm warning. You guessed it. Of course, we're looking at winds gusting at 40 to 50 miles per hour in the storm system. So the rain is going sideways. And there's a ton of rain with it. Heavy downpours of about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch really rapidly. So we could see some little bit of localized flooding right now. Also, some penny-sized hail is possible too. So nothing too crazy, but still some hail is possible in this system. So mainly the winds, but it is hitting Waukesha. It's headed towards Brookfield probably and towards Butler and maybe Whitefish Bay, Shorewood area, over the next 10 to 15 minutes. So severe thunderstorm warning, get inside. Wouldn't want to be outside for this, but.
Oh, absolutely. No. And honestly, the rain is now calmed down. This is really weird, but while I have you here, why don't we just, if you don't mind, talking about the weather for the weekend, especially with the holiday travel going on. I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that there, even though it is the holiday weekend, there is going to be road construction happening throughout the state. Some projects are going to be on hold for the weekend. Some will be happening. If you want to know what's going on in your area, 511wi.gov is a great place to see where your construction is going to be happening, where you might be slowed down for your drive to where you're going. And also, I've got a great story that I'll be posting in the show notes, giving you all of the breakdowns of all the projects happening. But now that I'm done talking, Brittany, talk to us about the weather and how it's going to be this lovely Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, gosh. Bearer of bad news again. Here I am. But if you're trying
to... I'm fine getting bad news from you because you're an expert and you're trying to help us. If you were just like, that shirt's stupid, that's mean. But you're not doing that. You're giving us valuable information.
They're very nice. Very nice. I like it. Okay. So tonight, if you were thinking of hitting the road, be careful because more showers and storms are going to fire up off into the western part of the state, probably around 2 or 3. Moving east across mainly the south. Again, some of them could be strong to severe, so keep an eye on that tonight. Overnight, they'll clear out of here. We have a beautiful day on tap tomorrow. Saturday will be the warmest day into the low 70s. Sunshine, beautiful. Do all of the grilling, all the outdoor activities, the parades, the Memorial Day celebrations, because on Sunday, we're going to see more rain. Another storm system does hit us mainly through late Sunday morning. The entire day, it's kind of a soaker, and some showers may linger into Monday morning too, but definitely cooler temperatures, below average, upper 60s pretty much statewide on Sunday and Monday. So the best days are tomorrow. That's about it.
And that is it. One day. Stay indoors beyond that. I mean, I told you earlier that I will not be in town. I'll be in Washington, D.C. this weekend. And I can't say that I'm totally looking forward to 86, 87 degrees in May, especially especially in Washington, D.C., where it's, you know, it, near swampland. So it's a different kind of 86 degrees. But still, we're going to have a great time. I mean, we're going to go see some stuff around the area. We're going to hang out with our family. Do you have any big plans for the weekend? And painting your house, as Luke Mathers said, is not a big plan. It's a project, which I don't know why he's doing on Memorial Day weekend, but that's his choice. But do you have anything that's going on? Anything cool? Are you going to chase a storm?
I'm probably going to chase some storms. I'm probably going to go to some state parks, but I know there's some tree damage through a lot of them throughout the state. So maybe I'll help them out or something like that, but no big plans. I, you know, my friends and family, a lot of them are in Illinois and the cicadas are so bad down there right now. I'm okay with staying north and enjoying the Northwoods.
We've covered the cicadas a few times on this show. We've had two experts talking about them, and they talk about it in such an interesting way where I'm like, this is the circle of life. This is nature. This is science working its way through the days, and it's amazing and beautiful. And then I see all these news outlets saying like the cicadas are ugly and they're gross and they're loud and they fall things. And I'm like, why are we being so hateful? And then I saw a video of it. I'm like, these things are mutant nightmares, and they're not like folks. They're not like a fly size. They're not even like dragonflies. They could fit in your hand.
Yeah.
They are horrific to look at. And I don't understand how people don't just leave Illinois.
See?
Like, I can't, like how you don't have your entire family knocking on your door this week and going, hey, we're here. We brought a grill. It's too loud at home because we have these zombie mutant bugs falling from the sky.
I bet you this is going to happen. This is why I'm staying put. I know they're going to be here. I know it. I know it.
Brittany Merlot taking cover. Thank you so much, Brittany, for being here. And really appreciate you explaining the weekend weather for us, as well as what's going on. Really quick, any word on is there any forecast on heavier duty stuff? Like, we don't see any tornadoes coming through our way or anything like that. Just want to make sure people are prepared.
Yeah, no tornadoes right now. Just some strong wind gusts coming through the Milwaukee area, about 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts, penny size hail.
Yeah.
Though tonight, more storms, and we could see some tornadoes spin up tonight. So please be careful tonight. Otherwise, we're pretty good to go for the rest of the weekend. Some heavy rain Sunday.
Excellent. As always, Brittany Merlot, you are wonderful. We love having you here, and we love being educated about the weather.
Thank you.
Just so folks know, you can always go to civicmedia.us, and we have a specific page about the weather where they're not only posting forecasts, but they're posting stories about around the state, weather-related information for you. So go to civicmedia.us and find out more about the weather in your area. And as always, Brittany, you're welcome here anytime. We love having you here. Have a good weekend. I hope you get to relax and you don't hear from a single cicada around your neighborhood.
It'll be nice and quiet in the Northwoods. Have a safe trip and have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you very much. Take care, Brittany. All right. We have been talking about it all show, and it is Memorial Day weekend. And as we were told before, of course, we're not celebrating Memorial Day weekend. We are observing it. We are observing those who gave their life for this country through their service in the military, whatever branch it may be. But we do celebrate time with family. We do get together. Calvin, I'm going to throw it to you really quick. What do you have on plan for this weekend, if you have anything at all?
I sincerely do not have anything planned. It's probably going to be pretty quiet over at the Butenhoff household.
Casa de Butenhoff.
Yeah, maybe we'll probably grill something either on Sunday or Monday or both, but not too big of plans.
And this question is open for everybody here real quick. What are your plans? Are they going out? Are they staying in? Are you painting your house? I still don't understand that, but whatever. Are you getting out of town? Are you traveling? And once again, if you are traveling, make sure you're traveling on roads that are, you know what's going on the roads. You can do that by going to 511wi.gov. Get all the up-to-date travel information as far as road closures, accidents. There's cameras that on the website. You can see what's going on there. But that's 511wi.gov, and we want you to have safe travels. But please give us a call at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4255. 4842 and let us know what your holiday plans are. Text, call, tell us on the live stream what you're going to be doing, and we'd love to hear from you. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream, he said WBZH is number one. I mean, in our hearts, Tony, for sure. Number one in our hearts. Kelvin, in the Butenhoff household, who is control of the grill? Like, is it a shared thing, or is it a thing where it's like my mom grills, my sister grills, I grill, my dad grills, someone's in charge of it and no one touches any utensils?
Yeah, so growing up, my mom always did the in-the-house cooking and my dad did the grilling. Yeah. Since, I don't know about how long, but at least a few years, I've kind of taken over the grilling.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not necessarily something I love to do, but yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I enjoy cooking, and my mom doesn't like working the grill, so.
Do you do gas or do you do charcoal? Is it a...
We have a gas grill.
Nice. I think, I will say this, grilling out was something I never really cared that much about, and I'm not kidding you, and this sounds so basic and unoriginal, but when we got a house, it became a thing. And I think it was because I was grilling at my house versus like, oh, I'm helping my mom and dad, or yeah, like grilling for the, or, you know, whatever. But now when I grill, I just visions of Tim Taylor from Home Improvement, where I just feel overly like, I'm a grill master. I am not a grill master by any stretch of the imagination. But Tony also puts on the live stream this weekend. He is going, his wife picked up a weekend shift at the Hayward Hospital. So I get a 2 and 4 year old playing dress up with me all weekend. That sounds awesome. I just want to know, would there be tiaras involved? Because today is National Tiara Day. Will there be fingernail polish involved? Because I think, Tony, you look like a spring summer, and a good blue on those fingernails would really make your eyes pop. I am a little bummed that we're not going to be in town for the weekend, but it's going to be a really good time out in D.C. I plan on seeing. Last time we were there in 2017, and man, the mood there was different. Very different when you walk past the White House.
I can imagine. I think, trying to think back, I was in Washington, D.C., I was 14 years old, so I would have been 2014. No, it would have been 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really liked the city, and I hope to go back someday.
You really should. It's a great city. I mean, politics aside, it's a beautiful city. It's got so much history, and there are so many great places to visit as far as like restaurants. I mean, the museums there are top notch, and a lot of them are free. So you can definitely do so much even in 3 days, and you're going to have to go back to see even like different things the next time. But if you want to let us know what you are up to this weekend for Memorial Day, are you someone observing? Are you a service person observing family who's passed on while in service? You can give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let us know your plans for your holiday observance of Memorial Day. We'd love to hear from you. We got more coming up. We got one more segment for y'all. We got one more little time before we hit the roads for the weekends and get out of here. And the rain looks like it stopped. That's good, because I don't have an umbrella ever. Yes. All right. Let's go pay some bills. Let's go grab some water and some snacks and hydrate and get filled up. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host today, sitting in for Jane Matt Nair, who is off. You were listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to say big thanks to Mr. Calvin Butenhoff for being, first of all, just being wonderful. That's right. Take a compliment, Calvin.
It means the world to me, Greg.
Oh, but thank you as always. He is our super excellent producer, handling the boards, handling the calls, handling the text messages, and we appreciate him being here. Just as a reminder, you can always listen to this show as well as any Civic Media show by downloading the Civic Media app, which is free. Get on your phone or your device, and you can download that. You can listen to any show. You can pick your favorite station, and you can take us anywhere you are in the world, I think. If there's Wi-Fi, you can hear us. So go download the Civic Media app today. If you are listening right now, you want to let us know what your Memorial Day goings on, your plans are for the weekend, you can always call 855-75-CIVIC or 855-752-4842. Let us know. You can leave a comment on the live stream, which is available on YouTube, Twitter slash X, whatever you want to call it, or on Facebook, and we can learn about what you're doing there as well. Tony Zimmerman in the last hour, in the last segment, said he is going to be hanging out with the 2- and 4-year-old while his wife is working at the Hayward Hospital. And he said, and I asked, will there be tiaras and nail painting? He said, tiara, yes. Nail painting, yes. And that is fantastic because that's always so fun. So we hope you're going to be having a relaxing time. And if you are, we are all observing together, but if you are one who is observing a close family or friend, we send our deepest sympathies as well as our love and respect for their sacrifice to this country. Yeah, go from that to laughter. My gosh, Calvin, I'm so good at segues, you can't even handle it. If you don't know by now, I am one of the co-owners of a comedy club in Milwaukee called The Laughing Tap. We are located in the historic Walker's Point area on 5th Street. We have shows every single weekend, and this weekend, Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow, we have Ali Sultan coming in from Minnesota. He is an amazing comedian. He has got Don't Tell Special. He has got a Dry Bar Special. He is a very, very accomplished comedian. He'll be coming through town doing 3 shows. 1 show tonight, 7:30. 2 shows tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. The tickets are available at laughingtap.com. There's no drink minimum. There is no sort of thing like that. We want you to have a good time, and we want you to have an affordable good time, and that's why those tickets are affordable. They're $22 online, $25 at the door, for a full comedy club experience with Ali Sultan. And Calvin, we have a clip of Ali. It is Dry Bar Special, Third World Energy. If you want to play that clip for me, please.
From Yemen, I feel like I'm the first person from Yemen to make it this far in Utah. I'm like the Columbus of my people. I should journal this. Today I discovered a land full of very pale Indians. Zero spices, but I magically found a place the local called Buffalo Wild Wings. Nothing on that, sir. That was a beautiful riff. Very well structured. There was a callback. I haven't even started my set yet.
So you can come see Ali tonight and two shows tomorrow. The lineup is wonderful as well. Got great opener, great host. You can find those tickets at laughingtap.com. You can find those tickets online or you can come to the door, but I wouldn't wait because those tickets generally sell out. So you don't want to be the guy who walks up and be like, hey, are the tickets really sold out? Happens all the time, Calvin. We say online, we say on the door, tickets are sold out, but are they really sold out? Don't you have any available for me right now? I'm a person, a human in front of you. Give me tickets. Happens a lot, but I digress. We got Brian from Oguanago on the line. Brian's been very, very patient. Brian, what's going on with you, sir? Thank you so much for being here on Matt and Air on Air. What say you?
I've been looking to score me some of them sweet tickets. Actually, in all truth, I really, really would like to get down to Laughing Tap, but I no longer live anywhere near Milwaukee, as you can tell, Brian from Oguanago.
It's not Brian. Anyway, Brian. It's not that far. That's a night out. That's a night out.
I know, but I was calling to say that, sorry, words are escaping me. I was just gonna say I'm working all weekend. I'm out doing Instacart, and I'm hoping that those who are ordering Instacart remember that Instacart doesn't pay us barely anything, so please tip your driver.
All right.
And please be happy that we're smiling and bringing you your stuff. And you guys have a great weekend. Well, happy Memorial Day to you.
Wonderful Memorial Day to you too, Brian. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah, I mean, if you're that just seems fair to me. If you're calling, if you're dialing up a system on your phone where you're like, hey, random person, go buy my groceries for me, yeah, throw them something. I mean, that just makes sense, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I've never understood not tipping at places that, like, I would say, like, the three places you should always tip are when you are at a restaurant with a waiter or waitress, your delivery drivers, and your hairdresser or barber. Those are the three things you should always be tipping for.
I don't disagree. And as a former barber, you know, my thought was always it's not required, but it's appreciated. It's sort of the thing of, you know, and it's, but it's when it was an older gentleman, there was always a $1 tip in my hand. And I'm sure he thought, well, I'm going to give that guy a dollar and he's going to go buy himself a blue ribbon ham for it. But yeah, I mean, I saw one. I mean, when I see people, these videos online where they, instead of giving them a tip, they give them advice. Like, that is just so disrespectful. I feel like I should be able to charge you double. And I mean, I don't know. We could talk another full hour about that, just respecting people in the service industry. I have a swath of opinions on that matter, but we don't have enough time for that. Instead, what we have time for is to say thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for the comments, the calls. It's a Friday. It's busy. Brian, if you're listening right now, Oguanago, it's not that far from Milwaukee. Come on out and enjoy some comedy. I believe in you. And yeah, tip the wait staff, whomever they wait, whether it be your barber or your bartender or your server, appreciate them in a way they can appreciate, because you can't put advice and claps into an envelope and pay We Energies at the end of the month with that. So we thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the show, Matt and Aaron Air. We will be, I will be off until Wednesday, as well as Jane. We'll be back on Wednesday. Best of show on Monday. Joe Sopecki guest hosting on Tuesday. We got a great week for you next week. Please stick around. Todd Albaugh is coming on after the news. Thank you so much for being a part of this. As Jane would say, we hope you find some joy today and hope we can share it. And thank you very much, Calvin, for being amazing. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Enjoy the holiday. On Tuesday's show, Johnny's back, and we'll feature Ariel Perez from the Green Bay Press Gazette, Malane Wells from WFRV TV, plus we'll be talking the Green Bay Rockers. See you then.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.